Hi everyone, my name is Tom, and I'm going to tell you about a marine biology fieldwork placement I recently completed. I was lucky enough to spend my time in Kaikoura, a beautiful coastal town on the South Island of New Zealand.
What makes this place so unique isn't just the towering peaks that meet the sea. The real secret lies offshore. I originally thought the incredible variety of sea life was due to the warm climate of the region, but actually, it's a deep canyon just off the coast that creates the perfect environment.
This deep underwater valley causes deep, cold water, rich in nutrients, to be pushed directly to the surface. I'd read in textbooks that strong winds sometimes cause this phenomenon, but here, it's the specific ocean currents hitting the steep underwater walls that drive the process, which is known as upwelling.
This nutrient-rich water creates a massive, vibrant food chain. At the very top of this chain are the famous resident sperm whales. Because there is so much marine life, many people assume these giants are there to feed on the abundant schools of fish. However, researchers have found that it's predominantly squid that makes up the largest part of the local whale's diet.
Observing these enormous mammals was a daily privilege. We usually tracked them using hydrophones on our research boat to listen to their clicks beneath the waves. One day, though, the sea was far too rough for the boat, so instead we went up in a helicopter to monitor their surfacing patterns from the air, which was a thrilling alternative.
It wasn't just whales we observed, though. The peninsula is also home to huge pods of dusky dolphins, which are incredibly acrobatic and fun to watch. I spent hours photographing them, though my main task that week was actually surveying the local fur seals, which rest on the rocky shores to recover after hunting at night.
Kaikoura is also world-renowned for its seabirds, particularly the great albatross. These birds are simply mesmerizing to watch. You might think their body weight is what makes them so impressive, but when you see them gliding gracefully over the waves, it's their enormous wingspan that truly takes your breath away. Some of them measure over 3 meters across.
We also studied a much smaller seabird called the Hutton's shearwater. What's bizarre about them is their breeding habitat. You'd normally expect seabirds to nest on coastal cliffs or maybe sandy beaches. Uniquely, though, this species flies far inland and builds its nests high up in the mountains, braving the freezing, snowy conditions to raise their chicks.
Of course, our fieldwork wasn't only about wildlife observation. We also looked at human impacts on the environment. There was a local beach cleanup initiative I joined one weekend. We found some discarded fishing nets and plenty of glass bottles. But the most common items we had to remove were plastic bags, which pose a severe threat to marine creatures if they are swallowed.
If you ever plan to visit Kaikoura and go out on the water, my advice is to come prepared. I saw many tourists bringing expensive cameras or wearing heavy winter coats. While those can certainly be useful, checking the weather forecast before you book a trip is absolutely essential, as sea conditions out in the Pacific can change very rapidly.
My time in Kaikoura was an unforgettable learning experience. In the future, I hope to return there for my master's degree. Some of my classmates want to focus on tourism management, but I've decided to research how climate change is affecting the migration patterns of marine life in the region. It's a critical issue, and I can't wait to get back out there.